This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you fly, thanks to a judge in Florida, we'll explain. And then if Russia takes Mariupol, what happens? Forces could be freed up to fight in the east. The Pentagon a little concerned about what's going on with the moves that Russia is making. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. This is a big deal in the push-pull over the vaccines and the masks, to mask up or not mask up. This judge in Florida struck down the national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit. So airlines and airports repealed the face covering requirements. If you're flying anywhere, if you were flying today late, you could have taken off your mask. And I think that's what did happen, because the judge's decision frees all of that up. You still can make up your own mind if you want to wear a mask. The airlines are saying that, just wear a mask. But that was their policy now. In fact, there were some cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Security Administration said Monday night, because it happened later Monday night, that it wasn't going to enforce the mask requirement. And airports in Houston and Dallas immediately did away with the mandates. Los Angeles International Airport, which is the fifth largest in the United States, by passenger numbers, dropped its mandate. The Centers for Disease Control continue to recommend masking on transportation. And at LAX, some people are saying it's a good advice, and others are saying no. And some of the stories are interesting, that people that were en route to places who had masks on were told they could unmask if they chose to do that. So traveling on Monday, late Monday anyway, was perhaps a little confusing and chaotic for some. Remember, this covers airlines, airports, mass transit of any sort, taxis. That's the restrictions. It was supposed to go until May 3rd. So this decision was by U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell in Tampa. She said that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention didn't justify the decision and didn't follow proper rulemaking procedures, so it was flawed. Her ruling was 59 pages. She said the only remedy was to vacate the rule entirely across the country, because it would be impossible to end it for just a limited group of people, because this was a lawsuit, who objected in the lawsuit. Because she said a limited remedy would be no remedy at all, and that courts have the full authority to make a decision, even if the CDC's goals in fighting the virus are laudable. Wow, so interesting. The Justice Department has not commented on what they're going to do. Are they going to try to get an emergency stay to block the judge's order? The CDC is mum on the whole thing, too, on whether or not, you know, they're still recommending wearing a mask anyway on public transit, but that's it. Because remember, this was going to go, I'll say it again, till May 3rd. The study is on for BA2 Omicron, the subvariant of Omicron of the coronavirus that's responsible for most of the cases in the U.S. that we're seeing. United Airlines released a statement saying that effective immediately, mask no longer required on domestic flights or certain international flights. So this is a game changer. Now, this was a lawsuit that was filed in July of last year by two people, two plaintiffs, and the Health Freedom Defense Fund. So they described the judge's order as a nonprofit group that opposes laws and regulations that force individuals to submit to the administration of medical products, procedures, and devices against their will. Interesting. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wasn't involved in this case at all. of course, he's battled over the masks and vaccines in the past. He released a statement. He retweeted one out because that's how we all communicate now, especially the politicians. He said, great to see a federal judge in Florida follow the law and reject the Biden transportation mask mandate. Both airline employees and passengers deserve to have this misery ended. So that's where we are. It's over. If you are getting on a plane, if you are getting in a taxi, any of that kind of stuff, you don't have to wear a mask. You could choose to. I mean, the airlines made that clear. If somebody wants to wear a mask, they certainly can. Meanwhile, nobody really, I think, wanted this on the East Coast. Oh, yes, that last blast of winter while everybody else is celebrating tulips and all kinds of other flowers that sprung over Easter. There was a wicked coastal storm going up the East Coast. Heavy rain, heavy snow, flooding. 11 states from North Carolina to Maine affected by this. The mid-Atlantic states especially. New York City, New England. 50-mile-an-hour winds. And that's what produces that coastal flooding. It's terrible. I mean, there was freezing weather in Pennsylvania late on Sunday. Some places saw a foot of snow. A foot of snow. Here's the good news. It's going to melt. So if you built a snowman, have no fear. It's going to be toast in the next day or two. It's just a short nor'easter. And Tuesday it moves out of the northeast. Although there still are chilly temperatures that will hang in the air and gusty winds for a couple of days. But that's it. It's very strange, isn't it? One day it's 85 and you're saying, wow, this is unseasonably warm. Although we expect warmer temperatures, but this is crazy. So then you get slammed with a nor'easter. Wild. I think of all the sad stories, whether it's shooting or stabbings or can you believe this happened? And listen, in your neighborhood, at some point, there's been a can you believe this happened story. Maybe there's been several. Hopefully the can you believe it is arguments over somebody not picking up their dog's remnants. It's not because the woman down the street was stabbed 60 times and dumped in a duffel bag and blood was all over the streets. The New York City Police Department is searching still for the person who stabbed the New York City mother to death and dumped her body in a rollable duffel bag. At 8 a.m. on Saturday, the cops responded to a 911 call reporting this suspicious duffel bag because it had blood on it and it was sitting there on a street corner in Queens. When they opened it up, they found 51-year-old Ursula Gal inside the bag. She was stabbed so many times. They said she died. The medical examiner's office said, look, she died from sharp force injuries. What a mystery. They believe she went out for the night when her husband was out of town, and it looked like she was killed in the basement. So detectives are looking to speak with a couple of men whose numbers were found in her phone, supposedly. What does all this mean? Who knows? But imagine this is a decent suburban area, and you're talking to your neighbors, and you find out the woman with a couple of kids just a few houses down was found in a duffel bag. Wow. Wow. Stay with us. Go to Poland next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Months on the show, we've been talking about how can you help the Ukrainian people. My pal Greg Stevan, he always takes it another step further. He is in Poland helping to raise money to buy ambulances for the Ukraine. He's going to explain why that is so important. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it is my pleasure to be here, Kate. Thank you.
So first of all, tell us, give us an idea of what it's like to be in Poland. You sent me a great email where you were talking about just something off the cuff that people wouldn't even realize, that really Monday in Poland things were shut down because Easter is a couple of days in Poland, and it's where people, shops and restaurants and all of that close, right?
It is, so it turns out in Canada and other places they celebrate Easter Monday. It is a very, very big thing here in this part of Europe. But let me tell you, if you're a visitor and you don't know, the shops close down on Saturday. So, if you didn't stock up with food by about 1 o'clock on Saturday, you're going to be hungry by Tuesday because there's almost nothing open. It's called Easter Monday. And some very interesting things go on here, not on the street necessarily, but tradition is people throw water on each other. When I first heard this, I thought it was a joke, but I Googled it, and it's true. And then young men who have their eye on a young lady might swat her with a pussy willow branch. Again, I thought this was someone was pulling my leg, but they were not. I Googled it. And then on Saturday before the shops closed, as I was walking around, I saw a lot of people who had just come from shopping. And one of the things they were carrying, in addition to all their food for Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, was bouquets that included pussy willows. So I could kind of verify that the circumstances were set up for this.
Wow, crazy. All right, on the serious side of this, I wanted to make sure we got that in to really paint the picture of, wow, this is an interesting piece of culture that I wasn't aware of either. What's it like in Poland? What was it like for you when you arrived, and what were you hearing from a lot of the people?
Well, it's a really interesting question, Kate. I'm in Warsaw, so I'm a few hours away from the border. And Warsaw is, a big modern city. If you're a Ukrainian refugee, what happens is you typically cross the border at a town whose name I cannot say correctly, but it's something like Shimmel. And you get if you're lucky enough to get across the border, you then get on a bus and then a train, and you come into the Warsaw Central train station. And that must be the most surreal experience. No, I won't say the most, because where they've come from is clearly more surreal. But once they get to Warsaw, if they walk outside of the train station, on one hand, they're sitting there in a tent having a cup of coffee from World Central Kitchen, and everything they now own is in a shopping bag or a roller suitcase. Yet if they just walk outside, they'll see a lot of Poles laughing and walking in groups and going to have dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe right next door. It is such a paradox of situations. It's kind of heartbreaking. And I've been here just over a week, and I will tell you that my impression is, and this is unfortunate, but my impression is that the refugees themselves are more and more resigned. When I first got here, there was kind of a buzz of energy, and I felt like people who were coming into the central station, they were devastated, but there was sort of an energy about where do I go from here. It was a desperate, frantic energy, but there was some energy there. And now my sense is, when I've been at Central Station, is there's a lot of, they're reaching a point where there's a lot of resignation. And that's a really terrible thing. And even in the way that you began talking about this, saying we've been talking about this for several months, every day that this goes on, I think the human toll of this on the people of Ukraine is just, it's taking its toll, maybe in a way that's almost exponential. And it really should just signal to the rest of us, we've got to do everything we can to help them and stop Putin.
Boy, no kidding. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely, 100%. And I know you're doing a lot of interesting things. Tell me, I set this up a little bit about the ambulances. Explain why that's so important and what you're doing.
Well, it turns out that, I had heard early on that there was a lot of money being raised online for ambulances for Ukraine. And obviously you can look at an ambulance and say, yes, that would be very useful in a time of war. People are getting injured. They're getting hurt. We need to transport them. But that's actually not the main thing that ambulances are being used for in Ukraine. What they're really being used as is mobile hospitals. So it brings doctors or nurses or other healthcare professionals out onto the street up to the front, and that's essential. And one of the things that Russia has been doing is, and I would guess deliberately, is taking pains to blow up the Ukrainian ambulances. So they've lost over 70. And I'm now working with an organization called, it depends on where you go. It's on Facebook, it's called BE for UA. That's Belgium for Ukraine. On Twitter, it's BE for Ukraine. In any case, this organization, which didn't exist 2 months ago, is a bunch of folks in Belgium who got together to raise money for things like ambulances, and in 2 short months they've raised over $1 million. And every week they're buying and driving new ambulances. They're buying ambulances in Europe, mostly in Belgium, and then driving them right to the border and handing them off to Ukrainian soldiers when they get there. And I think this is an essential cause, because when you put a mobile hospital on the ground where the fighting is, you have the best chance of getting soldiers back out and able to fight, or saving their lives when they're injured to that degree.
Boy, no kidding. Mobile hospitals. And if people listening to this want to help, where can they go?
Yeah, I'm here with a company called Beams, BEAMZ. It's an online, essentially, television network. So if you go to the Beams website at beamz.live/ambulance, there's a page there where you can make donations. And I want to say that every dollar we collect is going towards those ambulances. And the same is true with BE for UA, the organization that's actually procuring them. Neither of our organizations are keeping money for administrative costs. even in the case of BE for UA, their personal travel is not even included in the money and how the money is used. When someone agrees to deliver an ambulance to the front, they pay the gas for the ambulance out of their own pocket, and they pay for their travel back home out of their pocket, so that every dollar we collect and every dollar they collect goes towards the ambulances themselves, because that's really what needs to happen.
Wow, and how exciting is that? I mean, that is really feeling like you are contributing, because we've heard lots of different ways that people are helping the people in the Ukraine that are crossing over and getting aid as they can to them, which is very tough because of the convoys being stopped and all that sort of stuff. But being able to get those ambulances, that is really something.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping that while I'm here, I will get a chance to drive one of the ambulances to the border, or more than one. I mean, one of the things you realize when you're in Europe is a lot of people here don't have driver's licenses. So even just being a, even having a driver's license is as funny as it sounds, because we're such a car culture, right? But even just having a driver's license put me in a position where I could do something that will have an incredible impact, that to me, you know, getting in a car or an ambulance and driving it, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, a bigger deal in this circumstance. But, you know, again, I want to do everything I can to stop Putin. And I thank you for inviting me on the show, because I know your listeners feel the same way. And this is one of the things they can do to help. There's lots of people raising money for lots of things on Facebook and Twitter and online and things. Pick the thing that's most important to you and keep supporting it as much as you can, because particularly when you're here, it becomes so obvious that Putin's goal is not just to take over Ukraine. That's like the first stop on his train. If he's successful there, he is going to move on to Poland. He is going to move on to Slovakia. And even though we're an ocean away, that's going to completely disrupt the world order. And we got to stop this guy, and we got to stop him doing everything we can, and do it today.
Absolutely. So well said, my friend. I agree with you 100%. Greg, we'll talk to you again. Stay safe and keep doing what you're doing. Great work. And we'll keep putting this out there for people to know what's happening. And I think it's wonderful what you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's great to be here. And thank you for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we say once again, as we say goodbye to Greg, that it's very easy. He gave you easy ways to do this. You certainly know how I feel about Putin, and I've said this all along. I mean, hashtag stop Putin now. He's right. He makes the great point of what's next. It's what I talked about, the land grab, and who's next. Is it Poland? Is it Slovakia if the Ukraine goes down? And think about this idea of an ambulance is a mobile hospital. And Russia's destroyed more than 70 of them. Luckily, they're getting more of these mobile hospitals to the people in the Ukraine. So you can go to stopputinnow.beams, BEAMZ.live.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine in hopes of capturing the Russian-leaning Donbas region. In the western part of the country, at least seven people were killed in Russian airstrikes on Lviv, which until now was a safe hub for those escaping war, and Ukrainians continue to resist the Russians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Chief of staff for Ukraine's President Andriy Yermak told CNN that his country needs a new security system.
All systems of the security not work, and I can say not exist.
Yermak adds that they will do their best to talk with the U.S., the U.K., and others in creating that new system. To that end, President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. This is USA Radio News. Planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation no longer require a mask at the moment. The TSA is no longer enforcing a mask mandate for travel after a federal judge in Florida struck down the CDC directive. Judge Catherine Kimball-Mizell ruled that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the mandate. An official with the Biden administration says the agencies are reviewing the decision and are considering next possible steps. Meanwhile, masks are being strongly recommended in the meantime. A good deal of infrastructure will require American-made materials soon.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I like to call this segment Crazy Town. A couple of sad things. One, of this 51-year-old woman in a duffel bag, her body in Queens, just blocks from her house. Then the crazy sad story about the tower ride in Florida where a teenager died because they fell out. And then what ultimately was the reason that they fell out is crazy, is nuts, is something that should not happen. And then the Boston Marathon. Have you ever thought of running a marathon? Could you run a marathon? I mean, seriously, close your eyes for a second and picture yourself running a marathon. Some of you are like, who wants to do that? I'll be on my boat fishing with a cold one. And I'm with you. I'm probably sitting right next to you. I have thought about running a marathon, like, in my head once or twice and realized there's no way. I mean, I don't care how hard I train. I like to walk. I walk the dog, you know, that kind of thing. I like to crush some golf balls, so I'll walk the course when they let you. But running a marathon is a whole different thing. So I have to say, I think it's crazy sometimes, the people that undertake it, but I think it's amazing at the same time. So let's talk about the first two things I mentioned that are very, very sad. First, the story of this woman in Queens that now lots of people are talking about. And this is the story of a 51-year-old woman who was declared dead after they found her body in a duffel bag on a street corner in Queens. They had a trail of blood that stretched from where she was found to her home, so that was obvious. The discovery was made on Saturday early in the morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning. The police got a 911 call of a suspicious bag with blood on it at the corner of this Metropolitan Avenue and Jackie Robinson Parkway. So it's a pretty heavily trafficked, in a way, area. They found a woman unconscious and unresponsive inside a duffel bag. Emergency responders, of course, pronounced her dead. They found the trail of blood, about a half-mile walk where she was, and they identified her as Orsola Gal. She lived at this house, not where I just mentioned, not too far away. There are no arrests, and they're investigating. What a terrible thing. You know, you look at a picture of somebody, and what can you tell by a picture? I think sometimes when you look at someone's eyes, you can, even in a picture, you can almost see their soul. And she looks like a gentle soul to me. I mean, who knows what happened here, but did she deserve, no matter what, to end up in this duffel bag? Ugh, terrible. And this was just kind of a regular suburban area in Queens where she was found. So this isn't something you expect when you're walking your dog at 8 o'clock in the morning, or you're just running out for a donut run, or whatever it is that you're doing, but terrible. Hopefully they get some leads and they find out, you know, who's responsible for this. All right, speaking of responsible, I have ridden on these rides. My nephew always wanted me to go on these thrill rides. And sometimes, you know, you'd get off and you'd just be spinning. It would be crazy. It was like a weird adrenaline rush, but also kind of scary. So there were two seats on this Florida amusement park. And there was a 14-year-old boy who fell to his death from the ride last month. It had been manually adjusted. That's what the forensic engineering firm that was hired to investigate found. They found that the operator of what is called the free fall drop tower, they're very popular, you know it, you know lots of people go on them, you see them when you go to amusement parks, made manual adjustments to two seats on the ride to allow for what they say presumably was larger riders, which shouldn't have happened based on their guidelines. So all the protocols and procedures and safety measures that are provided by the manufacturer of the ride were followed. But then you look at the report, and the full report of it shows the history of it, and then shows that what they were doing was that the harness sensor was manually loosened. It was adjusted and tightened to allow for restraint opening of near 7 inches. That's 4 more inches than the normal opening range for restraints. So that's what sent the engineers to go and look at it closer. And the opening on this restraint, so just the thing that pushes you back, right, might have grown up to 10 inches, they say, with a force. So, of course, now you're going to fly out. And the guidelines put a rider's weight limit at 250 pounds. The kid that fell was about 340 pounds. So this free fall ride takes you to the top of a 430-foot tower. Just think of 430 feet up in the air. It tilts, and you face to the ground, and then it falls at 75 miles an hour. They say it's the world's tallest freestanding drop tower. But look, the ride passed a safety inspection in December before it was allowed to open. They open it up. Who adjusted the ride, who knows? But the adjustments were made after the harness sensors of the ride were initially secured. So now they know what happened. Now they need to figure out how and why before they figure out what's going to happen here. But the ride, of course, is closed indefinitely. But that's pretty troublesome because if this was the thing, right? If somebody comes on and there's like no way that you can't move that harness, then you don't do that because this is what happens. Because you don't realize the velocity was going to make that much wider, and of course he was going to slip out. And it's just a very sad story. I'm certain the whole idea was go on, have fun, not fly off the ride, not, of course not. And for the people that initially allowed him on, who knows if they adjusted it, he adjusted it, or whatever, but just a deadly, deadly thing that happened there. And a reminder, if you're getting on rides with kids or whatever, and you start having to adjust something too much, get off of it. Or if you're having someone else adjust it, why, you know, forget it. I'm sure he's 14. I'm sure he's not thinking about it. I would be thinking that I want to ride on it too, right? But wow, so, so sad and shocking for all the people that were also on that ride. All right, mask on, mask off. Mask on, mask off. So a federal judge in Florida struck down on Monday the Biden administration's mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation. U.S. District Judge Catherine Mizell said the mandate was unlawful because, guess what, it exceeded, she says, the statutory authority of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and because its implementation violated administrative law. So saying that the agencies are reviewing the decision and assessing potential next steps as to what to do, but the court's decision means the CDC's public transportation masking order is not in effect. It means it's not in effect. So it's unclear if the Justice Department is going to seek some kind of order halting the ruling and file an appeal, because it was just last week the CDC extended the mask mandate through May 3rd. I just traveled, and initially when I booked the ticket, when I was going to California, I shouldn't have had to wear the mask, and the mask actually would have been lifted for a lot of people on the 18th, but that changed. So what happens now? And what people are wrestling with, or at least what medical people are wrestling with, is understanding the BA2 variant of the coronavirus. We're going to have somebody on to talk about it. What does it mean? What should we be concerned about? XYZ. We're going to talk to somebody upcoming this week about that. And it's interesting to me as to what the effects of it are. Right? So, like the city of Philadelphia, they're doing indoor mask mandates. Some of the universities are seeing such a rise in it that they're doing the same thing. So, what did the White House have to say? They said it was disappointing that this was the decision. And then the White House spokesperson, or press secretary, really, spokesperson, if you want to call her that, Jen Psaki, who has the daily briefings, told reporters that the White House wasn't trying to provoke uncertainty with passengers by not providing an immediate response, but said that the administration is going to recommend that airline passengers continue to wear masks. And then you have Delta that says they're waiting for word from the Transportation Security Administration. So they're saying they're going to just comply until they're informed by the TSA as to, you know, what to do there. So I'm not surprised, because I figured as we got down to this part of the mask on, mask off, that there would definitely be some challenges. And her ruling says exactly that, hey, you're looking for overreach from the CDC. So now, with the CDC overhauling even its travel warning list, and they're saying much of Europe is now at high risk while everything is lifted in Europe, it's confusing times, right? Like, you look at what the level fours and level threes are. And level three is high risk for COVID-19. Level three, two, and one are the primary deal of how they rate it, of how they rate areas. So what are they talking about? They're talking about here are high risk categories. And people have booked flights. They're taking families there. They have families there. So you have Germany. You have Greece. You have Ireland. You have Italy. You have Portugal, Spain, United Kingdom. I know some people that went to Portugal like for nothing, you know, it would cost them hardly anything to go there. And other popular travel spots, Brazil, Canada, our neighbors to the north, Mexico, lots of people go to Mexico, also on the list. So what the CDC is saying is be up to date with your COVID-19 destinations before traveling there. So it is confusing times. Like, what, one second it's level one. So what's level one? Level one is low. We know what's on level one? Philippines, Senegal, Kenya, Jamaica, Colombia, Dominican Republic. I mean, that's it. And then there's unknowns, like unknown risks. I mean, I think we live in a figure-it-out world. You know I say that all the time. All right, we figured it out. Tick, tick, tick. We're bouncing off to our final segment here. Stay with us.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Her book is Everyday Pocket Poetry. And think about that. Who doesn't want you just to be able to pick up anywhere and get a poem that inspires you? So I love, love, love that title. Loann, how'd you come up with that title? It's brilliant.
Well, the collection of poems in the book is a collection of really what I was doing in my middle ages between 40 and 60. And it's like a biography of my life. And so it's kind of an everyday thing for me. It was my everyday experience. And I guess that's why I came up with Everyday Pocket Poetry. That title seemed to keep ringing in my head.
I called it that. Yeah, I love that. So what happened in those years? What were some of the things that happened that inspired you to write a poem about it?
Well, I think it was the pressure. I had to re-educate myself. I was a nurse for 30-some years, and I just simply couldn't tolerate being on my feet. My feet and my back were getting very bad. So I went back to school, and I finished out a bachelor's in business administration, and then a master's in counseling, and then I did doctoral studies as well in psychology. And so I did counseling for a while, which was easier on my body.
So that's why, and then, yeah.
While I was going to school, I had to work part-time, and sometimes at one point I had three part-time jobs as well as my full-time school. And I would come home at night, and I would be very exhausted and tired but not ready to go to bed. And I'd be doing some homework and stuff, and then the poems just started to come out. And I wrote about what I was experiencing those days. And that's kind of how it is. This is a revised version right now that I have of Everyday Pocket Poetry, and I've added poems to it since then, too. So it covers quite a lot of information and a lot of different subjects throughout the book.
Mm. So give me one of the poems that you really like.
Well, I tell you, the one I really like the most is not the one that I read to you before, but it is one that I always cry when I read it. So I'm going to read it. And I think I'm going to try hard not to cry.
That's okay if you cry.
This was written about my daughter when she was a little girl. My dad used to put her on his lap, and he'd play little games with her fingers and things. And I called this one My Grandpa's Hands. My grandpa's hands are tan and big and calloused from his work. They play with mine and do a jig upon his sweat-stained shirt. My grandpa's fingers are so tall, but my fingers will still entwine. My fingers, they are very small, and to him they feel so fine. And while he taps each fingertip, he hums a little tune. His eyes are full of love and zip. He stops just way too soon. Wow. And that's just, you know, that brings back a picture for me of my dad and my daughter.
Right. Wow. So interesting listening to that. I can see how that would choke you up. You know, in writing poetry, did you know you had that gift? Did you know you had the mind for that?
Oh, well, you know, when I was younger, right after high school, I worked in a nursing home as a nursing assistant. And I was at one time assigned to be just a special nurse for this couple. And he slept most of the night, but his wife always had to have a bath in the middle of the night. But I had a lot of time that was quiet, and I started writing some poetry then. And I guess that's maybe when I noticed I had that things. When I wrote something down, it came out in verse. And so that's kind of the way I write everything, and that seems to be the thing that works for me.
Yeah, and it definitely works. What do you hope people take away from your collection of poems and Everyday Pocket Poetry, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Well, I just, you know, I hope that they can get something that reminds them of their own life. And I've taken it to the nursing homes and done a reminiscence with the residents there and that, and it seems to connect for them in a lot of ways. So I'm hoping that people can do that, and they'll use it as a tool to help other people, but also to help themselves.
Yeah, I like that, to help themselves. It's great speaking with you, Loann Tweed. Again, Everyday Pocket Poetry. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, as we round the bend for this final couple of minutes here on the show, a little of this, a little of that, and it has to do with inflation, recession, and the cost of oil. Yep, all the things we keep talking about on this show. So you want me to give the dope to you straight, and what I know and what I hear and some of the economists that I talk to. I was just reading something from the Wall Street Journal, and I talked to an economist I know, and I said, you know, you're saying something similar but not
all the way in. So the Federal Reserve is trying to do something they haven't done before. And what is that? Reduce inflation a ton without raising unemployment. So what does the central bank say? Because this is what we live with. They think it's possible to try to calibrate interest rate increases that slow this booming demand enough to take some of the hot steam out of our overheated economy. But does that work? I mean, look, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, think what you want of her, but here's what she said, hashtag, it will require skill and good luck. So I hope we have some surgeons that are going to be able to make this happen, because it's not written in stone that this is easy peasy, just slowly creep up the number and then see people walk away from the hot housing market and things will cool off, but yet unemployment will still stay low. Yeah, it is something. I agree with that headline. It is something that we haven't 100% seen. No way. So Goldman weighed in on this. You know, Goldman Sachs, not my friend Mark Goldman. And what did Goldman Sachs have to say about it, listening to what they're talking about with the Federal Reserve and how difficult this task is? And how do you cool inflation without causing a recession? So you know what they did? They did what the wise guys do. They gave us some odds. You know what the odds are? The odds of a contraction are at about 35% over the next 2 years. You know, the main challenge is to reduce whatever the gap is between jobs and workers and to slow wage growth to a pace that's consistent with the 2% inflation goal. But that ain't happening. People are not, their living wages are not living wages for a lot of people. They go to the store, and of course, food is sky high. And if you got a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of baby birds, you know what I'm saying, it's much more difficult. If you're a solo flyer and you can pick up some of this, some of that, you know, back to those ramen days when you either got your first job in construction or whatever it was, or you maybe you weren't a tradesperson, maybe you went to college, you were definitely saving up your money, let's be real, probably for going out. So you were taking the ramen route. And people are seriously thinking of what are the cheap eats, because it's just that bad. So we just keep watching, right? It's a recession isn't necessarily inevitable, because now we're, you know, we're post-COVID-19. So what's happening in the labor market and what's going on with durable goods, hopefully that'll start to normalize. And that has happened in some other countries. But we're not the size of Belgium. We're not the size of France. We're not the size of Italy. We're not the size of those countries. So with a jaundiced eye, I'm going to call it, that's my own word. There is such a word as jaundice, but I'm going to critically look at all of this and just watch, right? Because we're at a tipping point for a lot of people. It really, truly is a tipping point. And the economy is the thing that is the common denominator between all of us, because what do we keep saying? What's in your wallet? Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you contentment and peace and pay the bills. And it's really tough when you're struggling and you're tossing around a lot of different jobs, as we heard from our last guest and what she had to do, work so, so many jobs. All right, this is the end of the road here for this show. Make it count, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.